Okay, so let's continue and we'll see as things progress. So we are learning the introduction to the Zohar, written by Baal HaSulam. It's one of the four introductions to the book of the Zohar. And it speaks about the general reality. Letter 16. Therefore, one must not wonder at how was that the choice had been taken from us, since we must be completed and come to the third state, since it is already present in the first. We already learned with you that in general we go through, yes, from the beginning of reality until its end, we go through three states. The first, the second state, and the third state. The first state is where we are found in infinity. That's how it was created by the Creator. That's how it came out of the light. The second state is this world, where here we are found, and here we have freedom of choice and work, labor. And the third state is once more that we return to infinity, but not by the Creator who maintains the infinity, but by our own self, on our own behalf. And this is the whole matter, that in order to reach a state, in order to reach a state that we ourselves will understand what infinity is, what eternality is, what wholeness is, then we ourselves need to build it. And then the Creator, which created infinity, He created our state and wholeness initially, and afterwards He descends us to this state, which is the opposite state from infinity, and all the manners that can be found there. And we return to the same state. Yes, meaning here we have an example. We have the force. If we shall desire to use His force, yes, His force, and we only lack the decision, what is called man, a deficit. This deficit to discern that our state, in comparison to infinities, is the state that must be corrected. This is actually our freedom of choice. So he's saying, what is this choice? Does it exist or not? Was it taken away from us or not? Are we acting by force completely or not? Then he says that no, specifically the choice was not cancelled. This is that we have a first, second, and third state, that they're the set states. Yes, they're set. But the matter is that the thing is that there are two ways the Creator has set for us in the second state to bring us to the third state. Yes, meaning that from the second state to the third state, from the second state we are found in now, to the third, we have two paths. What two paths? The path of observing Torah mitzvot, and two, the path of suffering. Yes, so the path of Torah mitzvot, and second, the path of suffering. What does this mean? So he says such. The path of suffering, since the pain refines the body, and will eventually compel us to convert our will to receive, to take on the form of a will to bestow, and cleave to Him. Meaning by suffering. It is as our sages had said, if you repent, fine. And if not, I will place over you a king such as Haman, and he will make you repent. This is also that our sages had said, if they are granted, I will hasten their time, and if not, in due time. So there are two opportunities. Yes, we are truly found between these two, either by Torah or by the suffering. This is the matter. Onwards, meaning. That means that if we are granted to the first path, meaning by observing Torah mitzvot, But this is not what people usually think of, what is accepted in the street of what Torah mitzvot is, so by the general of Israel. If we would have observed the Torah mitzvot as what the Zohar is intending, we would already be in infinity. The Kabbalists are intending something else entirely from what the general of the nation is, by Torah mitzvot. So, by observing Torah mitzvot, we thus hasten our correction. And we do not need the harsh agony and the lengthening of time and they take in order to compel us to reform. And if not, in due time. What is in due time? Meaning here, by Torah, this is hastening. Yes, it could be now, here, now, quickly. We are hastening the correction, and we ourselves, by our exertion, we can hasten it truly to be as short and quick as possible. What is in due time? That means that only when the pain will complete our correction and the time of correction will be forced upon us. On the whole, the path of suffering is also the punishment of the souls in hell. But the end of correction, one way or another, which is the third state, is an utter must, necessity, one way or another, because of the first state. Our choice is only between the path of suffering and the path of Torah mitzvot. Thus, we have made it very clear how the three states of the souls are connected to one another, necessitate one another. So once more, we have the first state, which we were in infinity, the second state, which we are in now, the third state, which is promised to us. The descent from infinity to the first, from the descent from the first state to the second is the breaking, the concatenation of the worlds, and what we need is to ascend from the second state to the third, either by Torah or either by suffering. There are two paths. The Torah, as we learn with you, and he will speak about this, is called by the light that reforms. Yes? That we can begin to learn Kabbalah, because the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of this, that we have found in the second state. Yes, it speaks to us about the third state. So we learn about the gap, the difference between the two states. And when I'm in here, in this second state, in the middle, I learn how I'm found in this upper state. And then I want to reach this upper state. And then I understand how much I'm still not in the state, what I lack, what corrections. And then I turn to above and I request, I desire to be in the corrected state. It's as if I myself am yearning, I'm drawing myself to my corrected state. Then as he explains to us, there descends upon me this surrounding light, the light that reforms. From the state I am in now. Here, let's say, this is my soul with the internal light that is filling it. And this internal light illuminates to me to the state where I am in now, in this world, as surrounding light. It illuminates from afar. And this light begins to correct me. I am found with 613 desires, egoistical desires, here in this state. And then the light operates upon me and corrects every desire from its egoistical use to the opposite state, so I can connect with the rest of the souls to be in connection with them. And then the correction of each desire to connection with the others is called the fulfilling, the carrying out of a mitzvah. And when I correct, meaning when I have 613 mitzvot, and I do this by the light, which is called Torah. If I do this, then we advance quickly. How quickly? In accordance with the effort that I exert, which is called by Torah. And if not, we advance by suffering. And suffering, as he says, is also in this world and also in the upper world, because one way or another, I go through reincarnations. And then I'm in these reincarnations also in hell, meaning in states that then I am copied, I am copied from corporeality, and I feel against my desire, I feel how disconnected I am from spirituality. So, meaning this sensation of disconnection from corporeality is also the sensation of disconnection from spirituality. That turns into a true hell. The hell part is understood, soon you'll understand. Listen. A disconnection from corporeality? Yes. When you're gonna come up from here, you're gonna fly away, yeah? It gives you a sensation that you're copied from spirituality. You thought that you would have a better state. Instead, you receive the sensation of disconnection. You don't want to feel disconnection from spirituality when you're alive. You'll feel it when you're dead. And this will obligate you slowly to understand what to do. And then to realize the reincarnation, meaning to come already to this world and to realize the reincarnation. If not, once more hell and once more Rishimot from this will assist you in realizing the reincarnation. This is such how many times do you need? It depends how stubborn you are. Well, it's not so good. What can you do? Me too. More questions? I cannot hear a word he's saying, I'm sorry. Why can't we immediately start from the second state and ascend to the third, right? So why did the Creator, I mean, you're asking, create the whole first state? Yes, that we are in a state of wholeness and everything, that nothing is missing. And then afterwards he broke it to the second state. And now we need to return actually to the first state, but on returning on our own behalf. And this is called the returning to the third state. So the change is in us, yes? Between the first and the third state, the difference is that we feel the first state already ourselves. Because we did it, we acquired it, as seemingly we built it ourselves. And for us, it's no longer the first state, but the third. So why was the first state created initially at all? In order for there to be a state as an example, and for it, we can determine that we can have... From there, we get the example of the corrections and light. Where do we exist from now? By what forces are reality being maintained now? By what forces? It's like going through from one state to another. It's all maintained by the first state. The first state itself has broken. It itself exists, but it like copied itself and broke in order to bring us to the state where everything is broken. And this, it gives us the opportunity that we should go over these things, then return that way, that path. On the return, we learn what it is to be a creature, what it is to be a creator, where is all of reality put together from, what forces, how to correctly put it together. We are building the Lego, but we learn how to build this structure, this machine. We ourselves cannot create this material, but other than material of creation, all the forces are found in our authority, in our ability. That's why our work is called the work of the Creator, that we learn an example from the Creator. And from this example, we actually build ourselves. The returning light comes to us from the third whole state. Ah, So it doesn't matter, the first or the third state, yeah, it's the same thing you're saying. Without the first state, how does the third one exist? I don't understand you. If I want to build a school for you, yes, university and so on, how shall you desire the second state? No, but I have to place this before you. And then afterwards, there needs to be some type of diminishment, and you have to go through this learning and reach it. What else? Within the soul, for each one, there are 613 souls, women as well. There's no difference in the soul of a man or a woman. We learned this even from tests. We learned it yesterday, yes? What part was this? 15, part 15. The difference is only the earthly method, meaning here. And what means are we correcting ourselves? Like a woman does not need a group to correct herself. That's the main part. How can you learn? Well, we have the campus Kabbalah. I think there are already three groups existing already, yes? One needs to begin, yes? How can the woman? Yeah, no, but it's for women as well. Other than these lectures, whoever wants to learn, I very much advise us to sign him to sign up for the Campus Kabbalah. Shimon, do we lack chairs there? Am I missing? So, I advise everyone to sign up for the Campus Kabbalah and go through one or two courses in Campus Kabbalah. Shimon Kalman can explain to you about it. He's responsible for the structure of the learning. There, men and women learn together in the same group once a week. And this goes according to the order, and after we learn, it's clear what you learn. It's clear to us. After the Campus Kabbalah, you can already speak about more internal study. You can begin to enter materials of study in the internet and books. We teach you there how to learn. Here I'm giving more lectures of explanation. In the morning classes, I see only men learning. No, but from 3 to 6 in the morning that you see men studying, or sometimes you'll see it continue up till 7 in the TV channel. So, this you are seeing what we are learning by us in the group. And this is how many, many people in the world learn. We have Rishimot, we have lists. These are tens of thousands of people who learn around the world. Women learn as well. I haven't counted by number, but I don't think if there is an opportunity to go through a definite course where you are asking and receiving questions on the spot, as with the Campus Kabbalah, I don't think you should degrade it in any way, because these meetings, on any hand, yes, I don't know, 12, 15, I don't know how many there are there, they prepare the person to look correctly at the material. It's a great assistance. But truly, other than these lectures on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have Campus Kabbalah and internet, yes, there are women here who can help you much more than me, who know this very well. Did not hear what they were talking about. Another question, your explanation was, it sounds completely muffled. sorry, I missed the question. Meaning, how can we learn from this state before we enter it? There was always a state where like a disconnection from... No, listen. Now you don't feel any connection or disconnection from spirituality. Or it seems to you that you're connected to spirituality. Disconnection from corporality is called either heaven or hell. It's called hell if you're found to be disconnected from corporality and through that feel also disconnection from spirituality. I can't explain to you much more than this. It's, you know, there is a very great part in the wisdom of Kabbalah called perception of reality. How we perceive the reality. How we even feel this world now, how we operate in it. And suddenly we stop feeling our bodies, we seemingly disconnect from it and feel some other reality. How we operate there. If you want to know more about this, it's possible in a truly simple manner to learn. It's a part of the wisdom called the perception of reality. You can learn it quite easily. You can enter our site and there are many lectures about it. Where they describe the matter very... in a very tangible manner. Letter 17. Letter 17. From all the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry. That when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be corrupted and despicable as can be. But when we examine the Creator who created us, we must be exalted, for there's no higher than Him, as becoming of the Creator who created us, because the nature of the complete, of the perfect, is to perform perfect acts. So meaning, how... if the Creator is so good and perfect, yes, and whole, and we are so lowly and nothing, yes, dust and ashes. Now we can understand that our body, with all its little incidents and possessions, is not our real body. Yes, body meaning our desire to receive. That's what he's intending here. Yes, not the physical body. I'm not talking about the physical body. This is clear that we it's clear we're not talking about this material form, yes, rather our attributes. Guf, the body is called desires. How our desires are so lowly, our attributes are so lowly, and I am so distant from the wholeness in every aspect. If it's clear that only the Creator created me, and He is whole and eternal. How is it possible that from the whole operator should come out such unwhole, imperfect actions? Since a real body, the eternal, complete, perfect body, already exists in infinity, in the first state, where it takes its perfect form from the future, third state, meaning from receiving in the form of bestowal, that is equalized in form with the Creator, to infinity. So meaning our body, meaning our desires, not the desires that we have today, where I'm here with them in this world. I'm not talking about these desires in me now, toward myself and the world. Rather, I'm talking about desires of the soul, the vessel that's found to be in the first state, and it's found to be in the third state, and this vessel is whole. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the shell of that body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for himself alone, which is the force that separates us from the infinity, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in action, actively, in the third state. We need not protest against it. So meaning this, that we are in our corrupted desire now, so don't begin now to begin to relate to it in anger towards the Creator. This that He gave us, specifically this corrupted desire, this assists us, ourselves, to overcome all these opposite, contrasting matters, this opposite, contrasting state from infinity, to bring it to correction, and ourselves to acquire our selfness and to stand in infinity and equal height with Him. Meaning this, the person is correcting every detail in his broken, corrupted soul, and they are bringing up his soul, he's becoming as the host, as the Creator, standing in force and understanding and perception of the entire reality, which is the force of separation from infinity. Yes, this is our shell. So to receive our corrected body actively in the third state, we have nothing to get angry about this, because the work of ours, our work cannot be done but in a body as transitory and as wasteful as ours, meaning only in our corrupted desires. A person cannot correct what he does not have. One does not correct that which is not in him. Thus we are already in that perfect worthy state, adapted to the perfect operator, who has made us in that second state. So the Creator already created us perfect. But after this wholeness, as you asked it, yes, why did He create us? Why did He create us in the first state to begin with? This is His attitude towards us, the first state. But we ourselves must feel the first state, the second state, to return ourselves to this first state. We will know exactly what state we are in that manner. We learn from these two contrasting states. Thus we are already in that perfect worthy state, adapted to the perfect operator who has made us in that second state. For this body does not defect us in any way, since it is going to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and reception of our eternal form. If you want to get rid of it quicker, please do so. Everything is dependent upon the man's exertion. So meaning we intentionally receive from the Creator the corrupted state. This corrupted state is not the state standing in infinity, the state that we must have it only in order to understand and to feel and to attain the spiritual reality. And then too, we need to understand that all the states that we go through in our state now, being unpleasant, different degradations and despair, disappointments, weaknesses, it's all only in order, specifically by these states, that we can ascend by them. Despite that it's very difficult, and we can't, from these states, to say thanks for this, that we are found under the control and providence of the Creator. But it's absolutely such. We, in coming to the corrected state, and feel what we have gone through, we have no opportunity to open our mouth and say something about the path, because a reward in specifically such a form, the light out of the darkness, meaning to understand all of creation, understand it specifically from its opposite form, we have no choice. We go through the path and truly come to wholeness, perfection, and we have no negative memory. It's odd, yes? In our lives, we always remember everything that we went through, how hard everything was, and unpleasant it was. In spirituality, no, because these vessels, they themselves are corrected, can turn to be vessels of the soul which are corrected, in which the infinity is revealed in them. This was letter 17. Yes? Questions? Is there great importance to suffering that people go through? That when they afterwards learn Torah, you can sometimes prevent suffering? To return a person, this question is very unclear. Rav says, we are learning about the state of infinity. Here we exist in all of wholeness. In this state, we lack only the perception that we exist in it. It's like the drop of seed. What is a drop of seed? To become a great adult, strong, controlling person. It lacks development. Actually, nothing is added. Everything is in this drop. The whole person, other than the material that he needs to teach him. In contrast to our state in infinity, where we exist as a drop within the light, we go through five worlds. Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Priya, Yetzirah, Nasiya. We descend to this world. In this world, we go through development. First of all, our universe itself. Afterwards, the globe, the earth. And afterwards also, still vegetative animate speaking until the speaking was made. Around minus 5,000. 700 and something years, this Adam was born. He was the first in humanity. I mean, humanity existed about 50,000 years earlier. But as we learn here, he was the first one who attained the Creator, began to correct himself. From then onwards, there began already the history of humanity. And up until our day, 5,777, yes, this is the current year, this entire history, and even beforehand, until this live body began to be existing in this world, all this is suffering. Suffering. And from here onwards, am I correctly, from 1995, yes, as Kabbalists have determined, there begins to be this other opportunity, either by Torah or by suffering. So from here onwards, there is an opportunity to choose between two paths, to return same path, same degrees, the same infinity. Truly. We're not speaking about what we have already gone through, because everything we went through up until now is actually the one path of descent. Meaning here that we had Nation of Israel, Abraham, Moses, the destruction of the first and second temple, the last exile, doesn't matter. All this was as a preparation. The Kabbalists speak to us about this and we learn about this. Beforehand there was choice, and beforehand there wasn't choice, and now he's only beginning this choice. Everything in the past was in roots. Despite the reception of the Torah in the past and everything, it was all existing only in roots, meaning in preparation for today. Today you're in a state where everything is before you. There is a broken vessel. Humanity is beginning to discover the crisis within it. The wisdom of Kabbalah that has been placed before you. You can already begin to climb this ladder of degrees. He's speaking about the Torah and suffering from here onwards. What is spoken about? He's not speaking about the previous suffering, because everything we have gone through was descent. Yes, correct that it was suffering, but it was a necessary descent from infinity until our state currently. The state we're in currently is called the zero state. In the path of Torah, sometimes a person gets to a state that he needs suffering to push himself forward. Surely that a person in the path of Torah needs suffering as well, and he cannot advance only by the path of Torah, this is clear, because we are found under the control of our ego, and we're in a society that's always pressuring us to make the wrong choice, unless our path is called not being in the path of Torah or suffering, meaning who's learning Kabbalah. It's called rather the middle path. It's called the path of the land, the way of the land. It's not only this or only that, it's in the middle, truly, an average, the path of the land. Sorry about these little mistakes in grammar. I am very bad with languages. Is this like the right and left line? No, it's nothing to do with that. It's meaning that a person cannot advance by his exertion only. He cannot hold himself, maintain himself in a state that he's going only in the path of the light, and by the light that draw him and reform him. He's unable to always be in such in suffering all the time, because he is pushed from them, because he's against his desire. He will go like between them because they're truly suffering of hell. And the path of the Kabbalah is a path which they can median, an average, in the middle between them. What of those who still not come to learn Kabbalah? Look, you came here now. And there are those who started learning 50 years ago. There are those who will come on only in 50 years. All of humanity is found in this unique structure that on one hand we say that it's like a round structure, seemingly. All the souls are found to be in one body. The spiritual body, not as in the corporal one, all the parts are found to be in importance. It's not important, it's found to be above, below. There's no above, below in spirituality, everything is whole. So if it's whole, it's like everything is equal. Yes, on the other hand, we say no. Towards the corrections, with respect to corrections, this wholeness is at the end. It's at the end. But on the way, we have corrections, and these corrections are from light vessels to heavier ones, difficult ones. Heavy, light vessels are called Israel, the thickness of root, and the first level of thickness called Galgalta and Naim for both of them. And the difficult vessels, the heavy vessels, called the nations of the world, which is thickness of 2, 3, and 4. This is Achap. So the corrections are from the lighter to the heavier. So they're awakening first the vessels of Israel. And also beforehand they receive the preparation. So there are also sparks in them from beforehand that remained in them. And also, in any case, the wisdom of Kabbalah is found to be within them, despite that they don't desire it, but it's found within them. So all these preparations is in order for Israel to correct themselves and afterwards to pass it on to the nations of the world. So also in Israel, there is an order of who awakens first and who's afterwards. Usually it's by the lighter to the heavier. And also the nations of the world, from the lighter to the heavier, there is an awakening. It's also because We don't know exactly who is the nations of the world in Israel today. There is this mixture. Where are 10 tribes? It could be a few billion today. With respect to those previous times where we were all together. And until now, after everyone is spread out. It could be truly billions. So who they are, where they are, we don't know. When all these souls awaken from here to there, we actually need to provide everyone this method of correction. No, of course it's hastening. Why in due time? If a person is receiving a method, he's beginning to correct himself. For his awakening in him, a point of the heart, his desire, he realizes that this is truly hastening. Just it depends how you hit the gas, you know? What speed you want to move at. It's your problem, Worthy. You're entering a group, you're going to learn, you go to lectures, campus Kabbalah, books, TV, internet. It all depends on what type of effort you want to put in. In due time, it depends upon you. You determine the speed, the time, and what time allotted you will come to correction. In due time, yes, it means literally in due time. In time. This rule is actually, despite made up of details, there is like a mixed level here between in due time and hastening. Parts are this way, parts are that way. As I understood, yes, because you want to hear somehow things for the future, you're asking. I hope that we, in the coming period, in the close time, we'll reach this, that to the general, the masses will accept the method, understanding, which is enough for it. Doesn't have to become a professor like me or something. Just to be, have something, a little bit for every day. And I hope that by our circulation, this massive circulation we go through, because we feel that we don't have much time, we're found to be in a very dangerous state. I hope that that we'll go more through the path of hastening. Our nation is not so simple. And surely, of course, on the other hand, the beatings will come. Meaning it will be the path of the land, as we said. The question is, what balance will be? How many beatings? How much will be the force of Kabbalah to save us quickly and easily from this state to spirituality? The answer is no. Your question is, in each of the 7 billion in the world, there have to be discovered a point in the heart, be revealed? No, because this structure that I spoke of, which is 10 sefirot in a straight line, and this is in 10 sefirot, it's the same reality in the whole form. If we'll go and look at this 10 sefirot in a different manner, they're found to be as in a pyramid. That Israel and the nations of the world as well, is in both, we have the same structure of the pyramid. That in all, as we learned now, how much of the people in the world, how many actually understand what the world is, how does it maintain itself, how does it all occur, does it behave, what are the rules? Even have people who, let's say, managing the world, maybe 1,000 out of the whole world, who actually managing and manipulating all the banks and politics and science and everything. All the rest already is the levels of the pyramid lower. This is how it is now. But this is how it is in the spiritual reality, and Baal HaSulam describes it nicely in his articles of The Last Generation. I have a book, The Last Generation, where there it is described as well. That it's enough that if there will be a big group, a big meaning, a few thousands, it's actually not so important. That it should be force, it should have the force to lead the world, and the world will understand that it has the opportunity to be saved only by going after this group, and after these leaders, something like this. We hope that the time will come that Israel as well, and also the nations of the world, they'll understand the force found to be in the Kabbalist hands. And then the time will come and they will follow them. Baal Salam writes that it's not specifically by this that people need to understand everything and to learn and to be with the point in the heart. It's enough that the person, just materially, to have be enough for him to just materially to join this process. And it's enough. Because in the force of the general, he's incorporated with all the corrupted souls and this corrects him as well. As we have with the body. Yes, we have cells that they live only to go through, to be a form of something, and not that they are thinking and understanding and carrying out specific commands. What a mess of the mind actually operates the entire body, so little. It's a minute part of the body. In accordance with this, we have to understand the forces that are leading, they're very small. They are great in quality, but in quantity, they're minuscule. As Baal Salam writes to us, actually, at the end of this introduction, he's writing, if there's one person before billions of people who are blind, yes, and he can see, he sees, he knows where to lead them, it's enough that there is one and he leads them correctly. And we don't need 1,000. Or I don't know what. It's enough that one can see. The matter is only in the correction, in the connection. And as we learned here, it's enough that there is this force, that if it illuminates upon the souls, it's enough in our world to have this one soul, as with Moses and Hashbi, or Abraham. It's enough to have one, and it leads the whole process. This structure is correct. We hope that that same force will come and save us. Along with this, yes, it's clear to us that we need to be corrupted to correct ourselves and ascend to the degree of infinity, yes? With that, we settle the fifth inquiry. How could it be that from the eternal, which extend transitory, wasteful actions? And we see that indeed, that they have already been extended as they should, worthy of his eternalness, meaning eternal, perfect beings. Meaning discernments, attributes, and actions as we see upon ourselves, around us. And it's explained clearly. Once more, and we see that indeed that we have already been extended as necessary, worthy of his eternalness, meaning eternal and perfect beings. And our eternalness necessitates that the shell of the body had been given to us only for a transitory, wasteful work. For if it had stayed in eternity, we would have remained separate from the life of lives, our liveliness for all eternity. Meaning it's sure that this entire state we're in is as if in some artificial state. That, as let's say we do with respect to this child, in order to teach him somehow. So I arrange for him these artificial states, maybe a bit difficult, a bit threatening, that he will learn from this. We have already said before, in item 13, that this form of our body, and it's formed the will to receive for itself alone, is not at all in the present. It's not at all present in the thought of creation, for there we are formed as in the third state, but is as necessary in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. And we must not ponder other beings in the world, meaning other than ourselves. How do others come to correction? Yes, other than man? Because since man is the center of creation, as written in letter 29, we'll learn this afterwards, and all other creations do not have a value of their own, but only to the extent that they are useful in bringing a man to his completeness. Therefore, they rise and fall with him without any regard for themselves. Being not still, vegetative, or animate, don't exist for themselves, rather only in order to complete this picture for us, to assist us. It is a result of this that we are built of Yutke Vafke, Kato Chama Bina Zahanpi Machut, or Havaya. Meaning the tip of the Yud, Yutke Vafke. Then it turns out that we have root, it's still vegetative, animate, and speaking. It cannot be that there is speaking without having beforehand the still vegetative animate and speaking, and the root that maintains all of them. The still vegetative animate speaking and malchut. Yes, in all these first nine to malchut, there's no freedom of choice, there's no clarified desire. Still, as we learn in the four phases of direct light, they still don't feel that they're tied to the Creator and that they can relate to Him back in return. They don't feel shame and so on. Meaning all these creatures, still vegetative, animate, and speaking, they have no self-perception. They exist because the force of nature forces them, maintains them. Thus they have no calculation for themselves. But man who is ascending degrees from the first state to the second to the third state, because this entire Havaya, yes, this is called Havaya. This entire Havaya. And that's here too. We go through from the first state to the second and third. This entire Havaya, yes, Yitke Vavke. We always have 10 Sirot, not 9 and not 11. Or 5 discernments. And thus he's asking, other than this discernment of Adam, of Malchut, and what's before it, so before it and afterwards, surely they all go through with us this entire path, so without any calculation for themselves, meaning as much as a person advances through the state, they come along with us. When we return to the third state, also they return with us. Meaning the same roots of the still vegetative animate and speaking, the souls of the animals and the plants as well, they're all with us together in the same correction. And man is actually correcting everything. Questions? This influences the first state in any way? Nothing influences the first state. The first state is the standard. It's the state of which the Creator placed before us in the thought of creation. And this is what I desire to be. And it was made because His thought was the force, the greatest force in nature. And this thought, everything was created. Now we exist within this thought, within this first state, and we don't feel it. In order to allow us to feel this first state, but to truly feel it, the sensation is such that it is always including two states, which are contrasting one another. I cannot feel, is this hot or cold? I will not feel that there is a meeting between hot, heat and cold. I won't feel if this is solid or liquid. I need to feel it. I need to always have one thing to compare to another. The sensation is built by this, that something comes in contact with my nerves. There has to be some beating here, yes? A type of beating, a meeting. These two contrasting things. When we were in infinity, we did not have contrasting manners. We were without sensation. I exist and I feel nothing. I lack one state to compress into another. So the Creator brings us out from one state to compress into another, the opposite from infinity, this is our state. And other than this, that He returns us to the state of infinity, He gives us the opportunity to return to the same state seemingly ourselves, as if by freedom of choice. I return not only to the same state where I suddenly feel and I understand. Yes, it's because I return to the state of infinity by the understanding, the perception, the checking, criticism, desire. I put it together myself and I reach infinity, and this that I have this sensation in my entire vessel, in my entire Havaya, this entire tense field of where I'm found, why it's incorporated this way, what is the thought of creation that was before me, why was this whole path created specifically in this manner, how I am built, and what are all the operations of the Creator. I come to a state that this entire generality of lights and vessels and infinity, I acquire it. Then I feel that this is me. I, in this, become equal to the Creator, similar to Him. And this actually is the thought of creation, to create the creature, to be exactly as Him. This is called to be benevolent, to do good. Less than this is not. There's no change in creation. Only in man's awareness, where he is found. Not more than this. We are found to be now in lack of awareness where we are found. When we correct our sensation, we return to awareness, and suddenly our world, this world seems to evaporate, and there's nothing. We see only infinity. And this is as if something does not exist, because the state is just imaginary. We had some read about this in the perception of reality. You can read about this other places to understand how we perceive reality, we grasp it, why all this, where we're found now, why it's only the imagination within our senses. It's just an impression within our senses. The exchange, correct our senses, the world truly changes. It receives an entirely different form of reality. Meaning we can already reach the sensation of what occurs when we exit the body. Okay? Whenever I sleep, you're disconnecting from spirituality. Yes? Okay. So I'm found to be the state of infinity, or do my dreams come out of like a Shemot? No. Do you have a cat and dog in home? They sleep as well, yes? So what's happening with them? Whenever I dream, I see my dream as reality. So it could be that you're sleeping there as well, in the dream? For me, this reality is as a dream as well. That's how it's written. It's correct that we were as dreamers. After a person returns to the true reality, he feels that he was in a dream. Whenever I wake up in the morning, he feels that it's all as a dream. That the reality wasn't real. It was just that this is how we were impressed in our senses. We can take any person, put him to sleep, and give him different influences by chemicals and senses, and he will imagine for himself something unbelievable. Same thing is with us. Because all this, yes, we have here in the back of our brain some screen, and there we have like the perceived image, like a movie being broadcasted, and we're with you in that same movie. The opposite. Reality is not outside of me, it's always within me. Outside of me, I don't know what's outside of me. You got it? No, it's not simple. I'm telling you, it's I explained it in thousands of places, in different places. It's not simple. Why 1995? Truly, I don't know why 1995. According to the Gematria, I didn't do any type of calculations that way. But Bala Sulam in 1945, something like that, 50 years beforehand, approximately, he said that in 50 years, the wisdom of Kabbalah will entirely exit its mysterious place and will be requested truly as the newspaper of Haaretz. Back then, Haaretz was a very popular newspaper. Rabash asked him, what? It will be like as we throw away the newspaper? That's how it's going to be 50 years? And he told him, 50 is 50. I heard this from my teacher, Rabash, that this is how he heard it. And absolutely, what we've seen, that truly things are changing this way. And from 1995, suddenly things begin to change. The world began to sway towards the Kabbalah. People began to get interested in different places, nations of the world as well. We ourselves, something has changed. Absolutely. I did not imagine to myself beforehand that I will be able to publish a newspaper like this beforehand. Books? This week, we begin to advertise to Israelis now. We have now printed now in the U.S. I think around 200,000 copies of our newspaper. Truly, the same newspaper. And it is now is an insert in the newspaper of Ma'ariv and Yediot Achronot. Other than this, it's also given out in the street. In the street, as with everyone. It's around the Israeli centers there. Because I was in Miami, in Los Angeles, and I saw how much they truly are begin seriously to yearn for it. They have an unbelievable emptiness. There's great emptiness felt there. They feel very unpleasant there already. That's it. So I did not think the 40s tried to publish the newspaper of Uma, and they closed it. He tried to publish the Kabbalistic newspaper and they closed it for him. They used the power of the British power there back then. Today they can't close it for us, so we exist. But look how many people who hate us and want to bother us. It's unbelievable. There are those people who think that we still need to be in exile. I don't know. What can you say? Okay. We are in letter 19. Along with this, there is expressed the... With that, we also settle the fourth inquiry. Since the nature of the good is to bestow, how did he initially create beings that would be tormented and agonized throughout their lives? Because as we've said, all our agony is necessitated from our first state, where our complete eternity that comes from the future third state compels us to go either by the path of Torah or by the path of suffering, and to come to our eternal state in the third state. But this agony is felt only by the shell of our body, meaning as much as man is found. This guy really fell asleep? What? No. Okay. I'm listening. What'd you hear? Something from there, yeah? Don't worry, I'm also old. I know what it's like. Yes, the suffering doesn't feel as himself, rather he feels his corrupted desire. If I now dissonate anything from my corrupted desire, and let's say I adhere to my pointed heart instead of my desires, I don't really feel what's happening within my desires. Meaning, if you adhere to the body, meaning to the corrupted desires, you'll feel suffering and hell. If you'll stick to the points in the heart, you'll feel the opposite, pleasures and heaven. This is clear, yes, you hear? Then you won't feel suffering? No, not specifically. You'll feel a bit of suffering to remind you that you need to adhere more to the point of the heart. Like a balance. This is like the patent. Which this teaches us, that teaches us the will to receive was not created only for himself. It's created only to be eradicated and abolished from the world and turned into a will to bestow. And the pains we suffer are but discoveries of its nothingness and harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate the will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their others, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist, and we would all be assured of a healthy and complete life, since for each and every one of us there would be a whole world ready to satisfy his every need. This is called Arvut. Of course, this thing is like a dream, yes? A wild dream. But this is either by the path of Torah or suffering, we will need to come to it. This is also what I said about 30 years ago or such, that such a time could come and suddenly Kabbalah can be... it could be like for the masses. Although at the time when everyone has only the will to receive for themselves, from here originate the pains, the wars and slaughter which we cannot escape. They weaken our body with all sorts of sores and maladies, diseases. Yes, everything is dependent upon our ego, the state of our ego. And you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations that are offered to our eyes, so as to push us to annul the evil shell of the body, yes, our ego, and to take on the complete form of the will to bestow. And it is as we've said, that the path of pain on its own can bring us to the desired form. Bear in mind that the mitzvot, the precepts between a man and his friends, precede the mitzvot between man and the Creator, because bestowal to one's friend brings one to bestowal to his Maker. Meaning, we have no reason to for any type of bad other than our own ego. And out of this that we correct it, then we'll come to the cancellation of all the suffering and diseases and everything a person feels as unpleasant. All the pain and suffering is only in order to escape them to the good state in comparison. Thus we have a very nice patent. We have a heart where we have our entire 613 desires. This is the evil in us. This is our ego. There is also the point in the heart. The point in the heart is called the part of the Creator from above. It's the desire for spirituality. So if a person feels bad, this the man, meaning the awareness, he needs to adhere to spirituality with this point. And then he feels things felt in his heart and his ego, he feels them as not his own. He'll immediately sense this as outside of him. It's called to ascend atop the ego, top known Sinai, above in faith, above reason. This is the reason, and this is faith. So in the meantime, they ascend and they to escape from suffering, as the beast, the animal being beaten, that he runs from the suffering. Then they come to greater discernment, that just not to run away from suffering, but spirituality gets its own upper value worthy of ascending towards it. So this is the path, how to run away from suffering. But what? We need to know how to develop the point in the heart. It needs to be felt more, its reality. It's only by the wisdom, learning the wisdom of Kabbalah. When it will be developed enough, a person will feel within it where these desires are and where this point is, where is the Creator inside, and where is all the rest outside of this. Then always he'll be able to adhere himself to the Creator. Afterwards, he'll see that it's truly the two forms of reality. This is the spiritual world and this is the corporal world. That if he adheres to the Creator, he adheres not just like this in something. If to run away from the suffering, he needs to enter some space which is entirely different from this that he would exist in with his regular desires. Meaning, the adhesion with the Creator brings him to the spiritual reality. Where there we have the world, the Patsufim, the Sefirot, the spiritual things. Questions? I have a question that I did not have enough time to ask beforehand. Regarding the first, second, and third steps, states, you said that the third state is the same as the first. I wanted to ask, as in spiritual work, we know that we have awakening from above, which is not on our own account. Afterwards, there is a descent, and afterwards we have to ascend to the same level. Yes? It's correct? Yeah. We have an awakening, it's good. But when we ascend afterwards, we're like acquiring the same state. So this is already paid? It's unclear, which is asking. Yes, the first time we receive an impression, then we descend from it. Then when we yearn from it, we yearn for it in return. We reach it, and it's as our own. But yes, it's like I took a car, let's say, from someone. I tried it the first time; it was fun and this and that. Yes, but the second time, when you repeat the state, we feel more pleasures than the first, because the light creates the vessel. It's always like this. We, let's say, the first time listen to some song on the radio. Great song. Yes, not so bad. Second part, we're waiting. We have a vessel. We're enjoying. Oh, look, he's going to sing like this, and then like this, and then this part. You begin to have vessels. That's why when we return from the second and third states, and we return from the second to third state, we return over it and with our own vessels, our own yearning. Of course, stronger. The light there was before the vessel in the first state. And by us, in the ascent from below above, in corrections, the vessel precedes the light. So I come with a deficit. And then I feel it. Of course. That's it. We'll continue. I cannot hear what he's saying. Look, without any connection to Kabbalah or with, doesn't matter, because Kabbalah explains the essence of the Torah. Look, the Kabbalah explains to you, besides the things related to this world, explains the essence of the matter is what needs to be done. And as in the mitzvot between man and his friend precede the mitzvot between man and his creator, because what you maintain between you and your friends bring you closer to mitzvot between you and the creator. What does this mean? That all of reality, everything is to bring you to love. Thus the mitzvot between man and his friend is love thy neighbor as thyself, the great rule in the Torah. If you maintain this, if you reach this rule, you come to the correct attitude towards the Creator, as He with respect to you. Meaning, the Creator the Creator, let's say here there is I, there is you, there is humanity, many people and so on. The Creator did not create is to give you the Creator created one soul in order for a person to be similar to him. What does he lack? He lacks only love, not more than this. The previous issue, you read it? The previous newspaper issue? Yes. The Creator has only one attribute, love, not more. Good and benevolent, and then his attitude towards others is love. What does the person lack? To acquire this attribute, to be as the Creator. If a person is under the love of the Creator, you cannot acquire the attribute of love from him. You'll receive hate from him. Try to love your children without any account. You will get a reaction of hate from them in return, because it comes from the will to receive that a person has created in. He cannot reach the attribute of love in such a form. Love, we can come only if we will break this man to, let's say, 7 billion pieces. And all these pieces, they are found to be in hate in one towards the other. Yes, each part begins to work in order to be as one person in one heart, love thy neighbor as thyself. And then, when they are found to be in such a form between themselves, then they are made to be similar to the Creator. Only when they will build this love between them, they will be similar to the Creator. The Creator here is not even found to be in the picture. Connect between you together, make peace, this wholeness between you together, and once you reach this love between one to another, you'll be similar to me. That's it. We have nothing to begin these mitzvot between man and the Creator, these relations. If you want to connect to him, you can connect only on the condition, the same force that you get from connecting first with others, humanity. The Creator does not even relate personally to anyone. Yes? We learned that the breaking there was in Adam HaRishon between the souls was between the souls and not within the souls. The Creator that he created a system of this called Adam HaRishon. Desires that are tied one to another as in a body. Cells in our body tied to one another. What happened? Every cell suddenly disconnected from other cells. Disconnected. The connection disconnected between them. Not that the souls themselves are broken, no. The connection between them was broken. And this lack of connection is called ego. Instead of connecting one to another and to complete one another, we want to bring this out one from another and everything possible. This is what we need to correct. And the moment that you correct these hardships within the system is similar to the Creator. Either in the measure that it corrected itself, this measure is similar to the Creator. Thus, mitzvot between man and his friend, they precede the mitzvot between man and the place. Because they bring to the mitzvot between man and the place, meaning the Creator. We have to continue this, so we have to overcome the ego. Yes, we're like jailed in this world to receive. To ascend above the ego of mine, Yeah, but to reach this, this is if we need to learn. It says that the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches how to direct oneself to attain a spiritual degree, and then we'll understand just how corrupted we are. And from within this, the wisdom of Kabbalah gives me the opportunity, yes, that I'm found to be in this landly manner, earthly manner. And here I am opening a book, and I'm reading the book about spiritual states found here. Over here there is love, all of us together, giving, and the vessel that operates by the light, eternality, and wholeness. When I read about this, there comes to me, I want it. I get this desire for it. I request it. How can I attain this? Out of requesting it, I just want it. This not verbally, in the heart. This light, the reforms illuminates upon me, the surrounding light. And it gives me more discernment. And then more discernment that through which I understand even more what I must, what I need to request, and I understand what's more light worthy for me. And such until I reach a state of called a fullness, where I truly want spirituality, I scrutinize completely what it is, and I truly want it, and then I receive the force that reforms, the light, meaning all the light that reforms, illuminated upon me in different portions, they all collect together, and in one shot operate upon me, and then I pass the barrier. I truly pass on to a spiritual sensation. This is the exiting of Egypt. More. You, come on, you're an old friend of ours here. You don't need to ask questions. We need others to ask more questions. Okay, ask your question. Oh, it's already 11. When the Creator created man, he gave him everything, yes? Still, virtually the animate speaking, one attribute he didn't give him was love. That's what I understood. It wasn't in man. So a person who doesn't have this attribute, where can he acquire such an attribute? He doesn't know what it is. Other than adhering to the Creator, which I understand. This is what you intended. This is truly a very serious question. We're not talking about animal love, natural love towards my parents, my children, animals, something tied to this world. We're talking about love called a person exiting himself, and he begins to feel deficits outside of himself. As a cell fills the entire body, and operates to fulfill this entire body with its service, and then the body exists in this whole manner. So love is not just what's described to us in this world. Love means the natural connection, the healthy connection, correct one, between the parts of creation. That's it. That is called love, which seems to be, well, it's all dirty in our world. But it's the correct connection between the parts of creation. That's it. And how do we build such a connection, give birth to it? Where do we take it from? The source of love is the Creator. It's His attribute. So it turns out such. The Creator is love. Or let's say like this, giving. Or bestow. Doesn't matter how you call it. This is the Creator. We have no other source. I can't open any type of faucet or something. There's no source, power source of this love. If I want to connect with another, not in connection that I want everything to suck off him and to take advantage of him in every manner. Rather that specifically I want to feel him and to feel him. So I must have it so that the Creator will be between us. as the power source. And thus, it's called the measure that one person connects with another, love thy neighbor as yourself. That's a big rule in Torah. It's a big rule for this light, this great light, to come and to dwell in you, to connect between these two parts. Yes, the Creator here must be as a witness that the connection between you will be as love, as a treaty. Yes, that's why it's written, a person and his wife, for the divinity dwells between them. It cannot be otherwise, because in us there cannot be this ability to connect one with another, to have that each one will fill the needs of the others. Only in such a form we can connect. That's it. It must be in the middle, in between. That's we cannot attain the Creator without connecting between us, and we can't connect among us without connecting in between us and have His assistance. Well, and this, in the hope that it will come to us, we will end here. Thank you. Someone here asked about the campus Kabbalah. I advise you very much. Talk to Shimon. Maybe Shimon, maybe you'll say a few words. No, they don't want to sign up. They need to first know about it. If you're asking how many angels in the sky or something, you won't get an answer from this telephone. If you're asking about the study, it will come with you back in return. 1-700-509-209. There's a catalog. There are lists. There's everything. No, this is for anybody who truly want to get to a more consistent manner in the study. There's about 15-20 people with a teacher who's prepared, who's learning maybe 25 years, and I can sign upon him. And he teaches sometimes better than me. It's amazing. Whoever really wants to acquire in a short manner a amount of understanding, maybe a month from here, you're gonna run away. We don't care about hell or something. Maybe now you're a bit afraid, you know? Take advantage of the time. Maybe in a month you leave, but maybe get some information. If there is desire, you should realize it in all your force, as much as possible.